Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Somebody say amen. Welcome everyone here today to this impartation service Sunday. I believe that your life will never remain the same in Jesus' precious name. Luke chapter 18 and in verse 8, we're going to go as fast as we can because I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? The Lord bless you. Service sermon is the value of faith, part two. The value of faith, part two. Our objective is to understand the necessity and the value of faith in the life of the child of God. How valuable is faith? Why is faith necessary? Before I go there, let me say three things by way of introduction. One, value and purpose brings distinction. The understanding of value and the understanding of purpose brings distinction. Arise, shine, for your light has come. We stand out to the extent of our understanding of value, the extent of our understanding of purpose. If you see differently, you will act differently. The reason why we act the way we act is because we see the way we see. If we see differently, we act differently. That is why we must understand the value of faith and the purpose of faith so we can act accordingly. Secondly, faith begins to become a rare commodity as we approach the end of the age. Very rare. It begins to become a rare commodity as we approach the end of the age. This is important for us. We just saw in Luke chapter 8, 18 verse 8, at the time the Son of Man will be coming, will there still be people who have faith in the earth? The reason is the devil is replacing faith with many things. He's replacing faith with human reasoning. He's replacing faith with artificial intelligence. He's replacing faith with so many things. In the first service, we saw that faith is a subject of contention, fight. The enemy confronts and fights faith because of how relevant it is in the life of the child of God. Bible calls it the fight of faith. This too is part of the fight, to make faith rare. So that when you say you believe in God, you look like a joker to some people. But the third point is very important. In life not lived by faith, F-A-I-T-H, has been left to faith, F-A-T-E. If we don't live by faith, we are left to faith. What's the meaning? Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, he said the just shall live by his faith. The meaning is, a life not lived by faith is left to chance. What will be kind of existence. It's left to random actions. It's left to anything that can happen, let it happen. That's not a good way to live. When you live your life to chance, you don't have a chance in life. all this, we cannot live our life to faith, then why is faith necessary? What is the value of faith? I said five things in the first service. If I'm to go over them, I won't have the time to talk about the second service, so it will be critical if you pick the first service message. But first in this service, faith. Why is faith necessary? Faith is key to health and wholeness. Health and wholeness are facilitated by faith in God. Matthew chapter 15 verse 26, talking about the woman whose daughter was sick. When Jesus said it's not good to give the children's meat to dogs, but he answered and said, the man rather, and she said, truth, Lord, and yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Great is thy faith. Faith makes whole. Mark chapter 5 verse 30 to verse 34. We saw the woman with the issue of blood, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Faith makes whole. Listen. Faith is a shield against the arrows of strange diseases and satanic afflictions. It's a shield. You see, above all, taking the shield of faith. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 16. Faith is a shield against the arrows of strange diseases and satanic afflictions. Also, it's important to know that faith is a spiritual wire for the transmission of healing virtue. It's a spiritual cable, a spiritual channel for the transmission of healing virtue. When the woman touched Jesus with faith, virtue was transferred and the woman was made whole of her plague. If faith is necessary for wholeness and health, it means faith is necessary for life. A sister in church, pregnant. I think that pregnancy, the child should be about 19 years today. Around this time, 19, 20 years. About 20 years, thereabout. She went to the hospital for antenatal then. This is 20, 21 years ago. And the laboratory attendant gave her a result and said she was, laboratory scientist, said she was HIV positive. And she threw back the result at the laboratory scientist and said, no, this cannot be my result. Give me my result. And the man was shocked and surprised. Why will you act like that? See, I said, this is not my result. Give me my result. Long story made short. They checked the results and realized that her name and the name of someone else were similar. I think just one alphabet or something was different. And they had given her the result of somebody else and said it was her result, HIV positive. If she had accepted it, it would have been established But once she rejected it, it was ejected. You know how we used to eject cassette in those days? It was ejected. Most things the devil bring your way are suggestions subject to acceptance or rejection. Most things. It was in second year medicine in human physiology laboratory where my father-in-law was head of, professor and head of department. And we're now learning on hypertension and doing all those kind of things and checking each other's blood pressure. One of the young men checking my own blood pressure. Oh, this looks like high blood pressure. 200 level. Second year medicine. High blood pressure from now till when? I said, no! It cannot be my blood. I don't have high blood. I can't have it. I became so angry. Can we check it again? No need. The next time I checked my blood pressure that I can remember, I was at the Abuja airport. I've checked it one or two more times at the Abuja airport here. And some of the people were doing, or people were checking people's biometrics and all of those kind of things. And they said, ah, sir, can you let us check, use our equipment to check you so you can bless our work for us. And they checked it then. It was a baby's blood pressure, child's blood pressure. Is it 110 over? Then, if I had agreed that it was high, the anxiety that it was high will hide it. Today, I announce to everyone seated here, every strange disease in your body, every affliction from hell in your system, I retrieve it and I fire it back to hell. In the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You are living here healed and living here whole. If you believe that, say a loud amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Why is faith valuable? Please be seated. Number two, faith is key to supernatural supply. Divine provision answers to faith. Give us this day our daily bread. Matthew 6:11. It takes faith to know that there is an allocation for you on a daily basis. Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. It takes faith to understand that there is a divine load of benefits, an allocation for you. Psalm 27:13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The goodness of the Lord. The goodness of the Lord can also be called the goodies of the Lord. Goodies from the Lord. Goodies and supplies from the Lord are accessible by faith. To believe is to see the goodies. To believe is to see the goodness. To believe is to see the supplies. To believe is to see the provision. The lake of Gennesaret was practically empty until Peter believed after Jesus spoke. Master, I have toiled all night, I caught nothing, but let me give it a try. Let me believe. Nevertheless, at thy word, and he let down the net. And faith produced supply. where there was not meant to be any form of supply. At the wedding in Cana of Galilee in John chapter 2 and in verse 5, Jesus' mother, her faith in the authority of the master produced the miracle of the water turning to wine. Whatever he saith unto you, do it. That is faith. Faith is key to supernatural supply. Somebody say amen. The limit of your faith is the limit of your supply. The limit of your faith is the limit of your results. The limit of your faith is the limit of your supply. When you run out of faith, you run out of supplies. Somebody say amen. I told you this story before. When it was time for us to come to this place, and we had searched for land here and there and was getting difficult, we were almost making up our mind to go to Kashi area or to Kefi area, because we had big lands there in hundreds of acres. And the Lord said to me, remember what I showed you, the place I showed you in the night. Because he showed me in the revelation of the night and brought me to this place in the revelation of the night with a landmark. The landmark is something like, if you see this, then that is the place. And I remember it. And this came like 10 years before we came here. So I called a property agent in our church. Please sit down so that people at the back can see. And I told him, I anointed him, go to the airport road. After this place and that place, look right. The land we are looking for is in that place. I don't know how you are going to do it, but go there. So I anointed him with oil and I said, you should go and bring the land. And within 7 days, he was back. He said, I have seen the place. And when we came to this place, they showed us several places and I said, no, this one is the one. They showed us about 5 different kind of places within the same portion. I said, this is the one. When they called the price, if God did not speak to you, you will look away and say, Lord, have mercy. And I said, God, who showed it, will pay for it. We finished, and then it was time for construction. Between you, me, and God, if we knew how much it would have taken to start and finish, we may not have attempted it when we started. We would have told God, hold on a bit, let us gather some money. But we're constructing in this place and spending money that was far beyond whatever was coming into the church on a monthly basis. It was far beyond. That roof was paid for in millions of dollars. And the exchange rate increased from 190 to about 600 per naira per dollar in the, because that's triple the cost of the roof. And we're using naira to buy the dollar. Then we announced dedication date. And we needed 8 zeros, 9 figure, under 10 days. If Papa Adeboye will come, if Bishop Papa David Oyedepo will come, if all the people will come for the dedication, all this money must be on ground for the place to be finished to the level where it can be dedicated. So you have one choice. Suspend the dedication or do it and see how you can get the money. We had the money in a reserve. That money in reserve was in 7 zeros. We are looking for 8 zeros, senior one, 9 figure. And they said to us, can we dissolve that reserve? I said, what is there? It's not enough to do anything to finish this thing, so leave it there. We'll finish the building with the money still remaining in reserve. Hola, hola. There are different kinds of faith, too. The faith for deaf ear to open is a dimension. the one for supply to arrive under 10 days. I can tell you, it is easier for me to pray for the deaf ear to open. It's easier for me by God's mercies and his help than for that one. Long story made short, with faith pushed out, expectometer in place, if it is my house, I wouldn't need such money to build. Lord, it is your house. Build it. The money arrived. And what was left in that reserve remained after the dedication. Unscratched. Faith for supply. I prophesy to somebody here today. Your season of scarcity is over forever. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the believers amen. Any area of your life, your business, your endeavor, and your assignment where you are trusting God for massive supplies, I declare the release now. If God can do what he did here, there is nothing you are trusting God for that is not easily doable. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Look at somebody by your side. Say, your supplies are coming. Get ready, get ready, get ready. In Jesus' precious name. Number three, is anybody still here? Faith is key to super natural supply. Number four, or number three, is that right? Faith is key to power. It's key to power. Actually, faith is the switch of power. Acts chapter 6 and in verse 8. And the Bible said, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. When you are full of faith, you must be full of power. You can't be full of faith and be empty of power. 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 5. He said, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. We are kept by the power of God through faith. We are kept by the power of God through faith. We are kept by the power of God through faith. The deployment of faith is the deployment of power. The deployment of faith is the deployment of power, is the engagement of power. Men of faith are men of power. People of faith are people of power. Women of faith are women of power. When you know faith, you must know power. And where there is no faith, there will be no power. Is God speaking to someone here? Say amen. The woman with the issue of blood tapped into power when she released faith. That word virtue has gone out of me. It's the same word dunamis. The same Greek word dunamis. It is miracle working power. Mark chapter 5. Verse 28 to verse 30. When the woman with the issue of blood stretched her hands and walked in faith, power flowed. The crippled man in Acts chapter 14 verse 8 all the way to verse 10. Paul was preaching at Lystra and a man was impotent in his feet. Acts chapter 14 verse 8 to 10. And the Bible said, Paul perceived that he had faith to be healed, spoke with a loud voice, and commanded him to stand upright on his feet. And the man stood upright. Why? He perceived faith. And as he perceived faith, he made a declaration. And that declaration released power. Hear me. If you don't want to be a powerless Christian, sir, build your faith. If you don't want to be... I spoke about this on Wednesday in the midweek service. And it was so powerful. It's coming up here again. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. He said, through faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. Through faith, we understand that the walls were framed. You know the meaning of that? It takes your faith to frame your world. How many of you know a picture frame? You use your faith to frame your world. You use your faith when you frame, excuse me this. Let's assume that this is a picture frame. Like this. That this is a picture frame. Here, here, here. And then inside is the picture. And here is the frame. Inside here is you. And inside here is the frame. What we are saying is, faith is what determines the borders of your life. Faith determines the boundaries of your life. Your faith determines the barriers of your life. It determines the limit of your life. If the space where your picture is found is too small, you can expand it by your faith. Hey! If the world you live in is choking you, expand it by faith. If your life is appearing too confined, your destiny is appearing too limited, too localized, too hedged in, you can expand it by faith. Blind Bartimaeus said, I've sat here for too long. I need to expand my life beyond this boundary of begging at Jericho Road. Hey! So he heard that Jesus was passing. And he gave a shout. And the people said he should keep quiet. And he said, I should keep quiet so I can remain in blindness. I should keep quiet because you are going to give me your eyes to see. He cried them all. Hey! Ay, 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 ay. And by faith, he broke the boundaries of his life. He broke the barriers of his life. He broke the limitations around his life. And he stepped out into a world that was bigger than his calamity. If I don't preach anything this morning, I have already overpreached. If where you are, if the experience of your life is too tight, it is not the fault of the world you are living in. It is the fault of your faith. Upgrade your faith to enlarge your world. Can I say something to you? I said it in the first service, but I'll say it in another way. The limit of your life is not determined by who gave birth to you. In case you said, my father did not send me to school, or my father hated me, or I came out of a broken home, or I came out of a broken family, or I came out of a bad witchcraft father, or witchcraft mother, the limit of your life is not determined by your father's house or by your background. The limit of your life is defined by your faith. The limit of your life is not defined by the community you came out from. Some of you have been designed. Help out there. You have been designed to be wealthier. to be greater, more impactful than everybody in your community put together. Everybody in your community put together. The limit of your life is not determined by the country in which you live. You might live in a locality without being localized. Am I communicating at all? We are here laboring with all our strength, trusting God that this country should do well. Not because we cannot travel. There's nowhere in the world we cannot go. Nowhere in the world we cannot decide to go and live and remain without struggle. None. We are here today by His message. Millions from all over the world have been impacted from here. They just told you now, so many people who came from America, who came from Zimbabwe, who came from everywhere, who are coming into here because of whatever is on ground here. The limit of your life is not determined by your environment. It's determined by your faith. There are people hearing the sound of my voice here tonight. Very soon, people from all over the world will apply to work in your organization. The kind of countries that people go, run away from Nigeria to go and live. Canada, which is the most popular one now. America, London, England, the United Kingdom. People will apply. They say, we saw your work online. We heard about your organization. We heard about your institution. We want to work for you. The kind of job you are looking for, very, very soon, you will have organization employing people to work in that job. Somebody shout power! Shout the loudest power! Loudmost power! The wall was framed. Framed. You know, I have a mentality that anywhere I'm found worldwide, I am on top. I have that. It's just so natural. I have never felt inferior nowhere to nobody under heaven. Under for no reason. When England some time ago, we're boarding the flight somewhere. We're at the tail end of the flight on the queue. 98 to 99% of the people on the line were pure Europeans. Right on the line. I was there. My wife was behind me. The European man that was checking in people, look all the way across. Everybody, I say, good man. Come, please, let me check you in. At the tail end of the line, my wife was behind me. You drew my attention. Say, the man is calling us. Say, good man. Where do you know me from? I'm standing here at the back. I'm not even struggling to go forward. That was how I harvested my damn cell. And we passed through everybody on the queue and just went up there. Ay, 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 ay. We were in New York about to check in. I was standing. All my children were with us. They were all standing. And a woman
white woman came and said, follow me. All of us followed her. Now, people were standing who were first class, standing here, business class, and then the rest of the people standing there. And she passed us beside the people standing in first class, opened the entrance, and said, we should go in. A man standing, one man, big man, standing in the first class, and I said, what's happening? He said, I am taking them in. He said, why? The man was very angry. He said, because they are VIPs. The man said, we are VIPs too. That is why we are here. Do you know what the woman said? He said, they are very important VIPs. What? The man became angry. The woman said, leave him alone. Let's go. She took us all the way in and said, where can we go? White one. New York. And then when she went back, you know what I told her children, you remember? I said, let's kneel down. What gave us this passage is not money. It's not title. It's nothing. Nobody knows us here. What is giving us this passage is raw divine presence. Raw divine favor. There is something they have seen. We went to Malawi, we went to Kenya, we went to several places. You see reception at the airport and you say, okay, this is Africa. Until you go to America. And then you see people picking you up at the airport. You see dispatch rider and you're still wondering, oh, here too? Nothing is, the color of your skin. Maybe you can show us that Houston program. Nothing, the color of your skin is not a limit to your destiny. The country you have come from is not a limit of your destiny. The village you have come from does not limit your destiny. And in case you have any limitation, you can expand your destiny by releasing your faith. Somebody say a loud amen. Your faith says to you, what the word of God has not permitted cannot be allowed in my life. What is not contained in the word cannot be contained in my life. I announce here today, in the name of Jesus, every limit that has been placed on your life, I declare that limit broken now. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. It went too fast. And they didn't even capture that move from the airport very well. I was worried for the people. I saw the dispatch. I saw the way they were moving. I said, here too. I announce to you today. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying here? I announce to you today. I announce to you today. Whatever is the limit for your life and the limit of your destiny, that limit is lifted right now. I want you to help me shake the hands of 7 people and tell them the limit over your life is over. 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 Shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That's all right. Father, we give you the praise. Look at your neighbor, say, nothing is limiting me. Say, I have a limitless destiny. I have a borderless destiny. Boundless destiny. Because my faith is expanding the borders of my life. To believe is to enter rest. There is a realm of the rest of faith. Quietness. Assurance. Worry-free, anxiety-free existence that faith imparts. Somebody say amen. In the course of our construction, some people who came here said, so much is going on, you are so quiet, you are so calm, you are not under pressure. Thousands of people working at the same time. Millions being paid daily. So quiet, so calm, nothing unruffled. Faith imparts a rest, a quietness, an assurance, a confidence, a stability. On the contrary, faithlessness imparts anxiety, worry, restlessness, stress, hopelessness, despair, discouragement. When you see a man whose life is permanently under pressure, so tensed up and stressed up, there is the rest of faith that is lacking. You remember what happened when Jesus was in the boat with his disciples? Mark chapter 4, verse 36 to verse 38. And when he had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. I want you to picture this. They are trying to cross. Waves was preventing them from moving, but that's not the worst. It has put water into the ship until the ship was full of water. Three miracles. I'd like you to put the scripture there. It was now full. All right, go to verse 38. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Number one miracle. The ship was full of water, but didn't sink. Number two miracle. The master was inside water and didn't wake. When was the last time you slept inside water? Imagine somebody swimming and slept in the, that is disaster. You report either in heaven or hell very soon. Asleep on a pillow. If the ship was full, it means the pillow was wet. He was sleeping. It is called the peace of God that does not make sense. That's the meaning of passes understanding. A peace of God that doesn't make sense. It can't be explained. It's beyond sense. Ogasa, how sleepest thou? And the disciples were busy worrying. It was a waste of worry. How can you be following the master of the storm? The one who raised the dead and did everything. If he was sleeping, join him and sleep. And if he will allow you to sink and himself to sink, then sink. But he will never. And he just stood up and said, peace. Be still. From the depth of him, what he carried, he released it on the storm. Kai! Stop! That's the way we say it in our vernacular. Kai! Stop! When next the devil is disturbing you around your life, what would you say? Hey! Stop! if you want, you can just scream for him. Hey! Hey, hey, hey! Stop! There was immediate calm. That is the rest of faith. That is what the rest. That where that world want to scatter. Psalm 46 verse 1. He said, the Lord, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, means we will have faith. Though the earth want to scatter, though the mountains are uprooted, carried into the sea, waters are roaring like the one we just saw, and trouble. Even if the mountains shake with swelling thereof, we day. And then he jumped all the way to verse 9 and 10. He said, be still and know that he maketh walls to cease. I'll be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. Verse 10. Be still and know that I am not man. Somebody say amen. That was the kind of faith. That's the kind of rest that faith brings. You want me to give you another example of rest that faith brings? I'll give you that final and we are closed. Acts chapter 12 verse 6. Peter was about to be killed. Probably by decapitation. They killed James yesterday with a sword. It was Peter's turn. The day Peter will be brought out to be killed, he was lying between two soldiers, hand chained. Peter was bound with two chains, sleeping between two soldiers. Other soldiers were outside. I need two people beside me here, please. Soldier, come. Okay. Let me use the real soldier. Okay, sit with him. Hold my hand. Feet. I have a prophecy for somebody. You are about to sleep on the devil. You are about to sleep on the affliction. You are about to sleep on the challenge. You are about to sleep on the witches and the wizards. To sleep on them means you render them useless, inconsequential, insignificant, irrelevant. Nothing they do can ever harm or hurt you. Sleeping on them means behaving like they are non-existent, like they are not alive, like they are uninfluential, because nothing they do will ever hurt you. Stand up on your feet, everybody. That is the rest that faith brings. Somebody may ask me, why should Peter sleep? No matter what, is he not thinking of his wife? You know, Peter is married. Remember, Jesus prayed for Peter's mother-in-law. Is he not thinking of his family? This was not just a threat. The same Herod had killed James before. Just now, it's your turn. If Peter was the first person that they were threatening, he could have been saying maybe he thinks they are not serious. They don't kill person. Herod killed person before. It's not a novice in this matter. Peter was sleeping. How sleepest thou? I cannot claim to know everything. But one thing I know is that this was not the first time Peter was in prison. In Luke, in the same Acts chapter 5, Peter was in prison before with the rest of the apostles. And an angel came, opened the prison for them, and said, go and preach all the words of this life. And in the mind of Peter, he said, go and stand and speak in the temple. No, back up a little bit. That is, and when they heard, they entered into the temple early in the morning and thought, but the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senators of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly we found shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the doors, but when we had opened, we found no man within. Before then, the angel brought, you should have located that. They said, go and preach the words of this life. In the mind of Peter, this is not the first time I will be in prison. The first time I was in prison, he sent angel to bring me out. Number one, God, who did it before, has not died. Number two, angels are not in short supply. Heaven has not run out of angels. And three, I know what he will do again. If I can remember what he did before. Hear me. If God ever brought you out of anything before, he can bring you out of another thing again. Hey! If God has ever delivered anybody you know before, he can deliver you again. And Peter came out audaciously, forcefully, and powerfully. I am here to tell somebody, there is no need for that fear, no need for that anxiety, no need for that worry, no need for that restlessness. Don't put your life under pressure, under tension. You can't grow your own hair. You can't grow your own life. You can't add a cubit to your height. Calm down. Come all the way down. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say louder amen. My counsel today is the same because of time. If I can trust God to close within the next 12 minutes. Give the building of your faith everything you have got. Study of the word. I'll be dealing on building your faith within the midweek. And then as we proceed to Sunday, we'll proceed further. Whatever it takes to make your faith alive. You know, when your faith is built, there is automaticity of response. When you are challenged, you don't rehearse what to say. The automaticity, like the automatic rhythmicity of the human heart, that beats on his own without anybody advising it. There is such automaticity. And the devil said, why you say, hey, hey! You are not rehearsing. It's just day body. I encountered gunmen physically a couple of times. One of them, I looked into his face, and he said, sorry, sir. He said, it's the state of the country that, is the condition of the country that put us in this kind of thing. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Listen to this. Drunkards don't rehearse drunkenness. It just comes out naturally. Out of the abundance of liquor. expect you to be drunk with the word. Drunk in God. Lift up your hands. And lift up your voices. And I appreciate the King of Kings. And I appreciate the Lord of Lords. I appreciate the I Am That I Am. The Lily of the Valley. The Rose of Sharon. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Lepe rata sidada. Lepe copa rata sa. Ike perote seferida. Ika seferota sada. Ika zarete si pero dagazadi. Lepe rete sigadida. Yota rata sada. Father, we give you the praise. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Honor him, adore him, worship him. Jesus, precious name. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. One of the things that give you rest. Verse 30. He said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them. Okay, start from verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. Justified means saved, redeemed. How many of you are saved here today? And if you are not, get ready. And whom he did justify, them he also glorified. If the devil cannot stop your justification, he cannot stop your glorification. If the devil did not stop you from getting born again, if the devil couldn't stop you from getting saved, he will never be able to stop you from getting dignified and glorified. We have not been justified in order to be shamified. We have been justified to be glorified. If you have not seen glory yet, glory is ahead. And because of what is ahead, you will celebrate God today. It's like telling the devil, I know where I'm going. 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 You are the one who doesn't know where you are going. I mean, you know you are going to hell, but I know where I'm going. I have a future to look up to. Not just in heaven, in this world. How many of you have a future to look up to? Lift up your hands and say, Father.
Father.
We're going to pray the same prayer as we prayed in the first time. Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your glory allocation.
For your glory allocation.
For my life.
For my life.
For my family.
For my family.
For the church.
For the church.
In Nigeria.
In Nigeria.
For this church.
For this church.
Dunamis.
Dunamis.
For our nation.
For our nation.
For Nigeria.
For Nigeria.
Father.
Father.
I step.
I step.
We step.
We step.
Into that glory.
Into that glory.
Now.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
again,
of Jesus.
Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your glory.
For your glory.
Allocation.
Allocation.
For my life.
For my life.
For my family.
For my family.
For the church.
For the church.
In Nigeria.
In Nigeria.
For this church.
For this church.
For Dunamis.
For Dunamis.
For our nation.
For our nation.
For Nigeria.
For Nigeria.
Father.
Father.
We step.
We step.
I step.
I step.
Into that glory.
Into that glory.
Now.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Pray. Shada baga 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 ba
Father, for Tinamis, for our nation, for Nigeria, Father, we step into that glory now. In the name of Jesus, it is done. Who believes it is done? Alright, I'd like you to celebrate. Because in the last service, what we saw in this place was that faith is key to joy and is key to rest. I'd like you to celebrate the glory you're about to step into. Celebrate the fact that you have a borderless destiny, a limitless destiny, a destiny that no devil can resist. Mike. A borderless destiny. A limitless destiny. A borderless, limitless destiny. I'd like you to dance. Celebrate. Can you afford 3 minutes? If you dance well, we'll increase it to 5 minutes. Look at your neighbor. Say, I have no limits. No devil can limit my life. Or limit my destiny. Let's go.
Jehovah, we give you all the glory. Jehovah, we give you all the praise. Jehovah, we give you all the glory. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna.
Lord has done. He has been.
When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. That's the impartation and your release into that realm of glory that belongs to you. And also as a point of contact for your family. And also as a point of contact for our nation, Nigeria, and the nation where you have come from. We shall step into our glory. Our nation will not continue like this. Evil shall not rule. Darkness shall not reign. Light has come. And light shall prevail. Somebody say loud amen. Look at your neighbor. Say, we have not wasted our time. We have not wasted our prayers. God is a rewarder. And he will reward us. Suddenly. Surprisingly. Lift your hands, and when I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you place the hand on your head and scream, glory! And then go ahead and blast in the street. Father, let your glory be released right here. Upon our lives. And as this glory comes, healings, miracles, deliverances, signs, wonders will be your portion. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, glory! Precious name. Lift your hands high. Father, thank you. I see like a supernatural divine bath. Cloth changed. Like change of garment. Mask removed off the face. Demonic evil crown removed off the head. Serpentine spirit just set on fire now. Spirits of limitation arrested. Physical symptoms in the body just returned back to hell. Father, thank you for a day. I see God visiting Nigeria with the flag of Nigeria rising and rising in glory, 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 rising and shining. This nation will not go down. Nothing will make it go down. Father, thank you for hearing us. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat.